I was taking tea in the conservatory with the Archbishop of Canterbury when he suddenly remarked that something very strange was happening in the garden. I looked up, and I saw something stirring among the rose bushes. At first, I thought it might have been poo. The gardener was very fond of poo, but not as fond as me as saying it, poo. While the Archbishop helped himself to a slice of tiffin, he'd had a second, and was now onto his Thora herd. I went out to see if it was perhaps Piglet who was to blame for creating what I have now dramatically built up into a major disturbance on a tranquil sunny afternoon. But it wasn't. It was him, Alan, the gardener. "Hello," I said. "Would you mind telling me what this is all about?" To my astonishment and perplexity, he answered in a voice not unlike my own. "I've been cutting a few of yellow landai and putting them on that old compost heap over there. I think it quite suits Bilody, don't you? And how about some decking?" "Now look, Titchmarsh," I said. "I'll give you a decking, old lad. There's only room in this garden for one, Alan. We can't have the whole country thinking I've morphed into you." And that's when he did it.
"Gordon Bennett, old flower," he said. "It's about time I morphed as a presenter. What a transformation that would be."
There was a quick flash and a bit of a puff, and all that was left was a little lump of plasticine that looked rather like, well, poo. And as he waved goodbye, he said,